Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I am so excited to be here. It's pouring down rain here in Seattle, so what better place to hang out than on the radio, bringing you some amazing, amazing underground independent artists that comes the way of Flavor Radio. So, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy the flavor that I'm going to bring to you tonight. If you are an artist or a small business owner, and you have something that you would like to promote, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, if you just want to share something, feel free to call in to the same number, and I would love to take your calls. I'm going to scroll down my list here, and the computer here at my job, it just moves very, very slow. So let me see if I can scroll down the list and get to some music. It is just creeping, creeping, creeping. So you know what? It must mean that I am meant to play a piece by the very first artist that is popping up on my music board, and that is Black Eyes. So I'm going to play a piece by them that's called Do You Ever?
Thank you.
started out today's show with a piece by Black Eyes, which is called Do You Ever? I see we've got a caller on the line, so let me click on the line and bring them in. Caller from the 216 area code. Did I just happen to get lucky and my timing was good?
That was the best timing I've ever seen in my life. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Real good. Real good.
All right. So this is Mark from Black Eyes that's calling in. I was like, okay, is this area code familiar to me?
Yeah, what a nice day.
Well, I don't know, but I mean.
How is it there?
Oh, it's raining here.
Oh.
We haven't even had spring yet. And you know what? The summer's just around the corner, so.
Yeah, well. Well, it was a nice day today here, I tell you.
Yeah? Beautiful
day.
What does that look like out there in Ohio?
Well, I'll tell you this much. The sky is like medium blue.
Okay.
And it rained a lot a few weeks ago, so everything's still green and it's nice.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm happy for you.
It felt like it was about 80 today.
Wow.
Like that.
Very nice. I wish it was 70 degrees here.
It's not.
I'd be happy with 70 and sun.
What is it like, 65?
I don't know. Maybe it's about 60, 65. But, I mean, with the rain, it's just kind of, you know, I think, you know, generally I don't mind the rain. You know, and I know that Seattle is known for rain. But we have had way more rain than what we normally have, especially this time of year. And so I'm with everybody else around here. I'm ready for some sun. I really, really am, because it's kind of gloomy, you know. So
yeah.
I was kind of happy about doing the radio show today because I thought, you know what, if I wasn't doing the radio show, I would love to just sit back and listen to some good music. So, you know, what better thing to do than to be on the air, play some good music, huh?
You know what? I moved down. I'm outside in my driveway. I just got finished barbecuing. And I moved and I missed it. The phone started going in and out. And I was going, wait, I'm going to lose you.
That's all right, Mark. I know you didn't want to hear me.
No,
I don't want to hear
did.
About you barbecuing out there in Ohio.
I'm almost done now.
Yeah, okay. I know you can't, like, FedEx some to me in, like, in the next hour or so.
That would be cool if we could do that little Star Trek thing and put them in a little thing and just.
I know it. So what you got going on besides barbecuing and sunshine out there?
I have such an array of things going on. It's mind-boggling.
Okay.
I've been doing some PR work for Black Ice,
mm-hmm.
And it's very, very interesting, I'm telling you. We've been getting all these fans and all of these people listening to our stuff. I appreciate you guys so much if you're listening tonight. It is, for lack of a better word, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That's amazing. So how are you going about doing it?
Well, you know, Skip does a lot of brainstorming, and I just have to, since we don't live in the same city, we're not, like, right around the corner from each other.
Right.
I can't always get him either. I just sort of wait on Facebook and see what he's doing on Facebook, and if he leads and I follow, if I follow, however, you know.
Okay.
It's like I pick up on all the little nuances because I read, you know, I read everything.
Okay.
And then whatever, I'm just thanking people and liking them, and I can't listen to all this music. I wish I could. I know it's a lot of good, talented people out there, you know.
Right.
So it's been a very cool experience for me because, you know, me and Muhammad, well, are the two that really didn't ever do this like this before, you know.
Okay.
So this has been, and I love, like, structure and stuff like that. So I'm from corporate America, remember, so it's like,
right.
I like structured everything. So I'm eating this up. I love this.
Okay. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I know that Black Eyes has been on this, like, campaign in building the fan base. And I do recognize, because, you know, people have said to me in the past, you know, the more people that you have, you know, can, you know, gain as fans and friends and this and that, that ups the amount of people that will actually turn around and really pay attention.
Well, true. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to say, and I'm going to, I don't want to sound cocky or nothing. Well, people have to remember, I wasn't really a performer, but I've been a musician all my life, and I like good music, and just hearing the stuff, when we are able to step back and hear your own music, and it's like, man, we did that.
Right.
You know?
I think it's wonderful that you can step back and actually do that and take some pride and appreciation in your own stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, if you don't like it, nobody else ain't going to like it. It's almost like self.
In talking to artists, though, Mark, you know, it seems like you guys are pretty hard on yourselves, you know, and it seems like there's always, like, you know, an artist that's saying, oh, I could have tweaked that here, I could have tweaked that there. And
that's the way we are. That goes with the territory. That's
I know,
the way
but when
are.
It comes to being a fan, it's like, you know, we don't hear what it is that you guys hear. And so, you know, I don't know. So I think that's good when you can step back and say, hey, you know what, I'm kind of
One thing I can tell people that are trying to get started up, don't worry about what other musicians think about your music. As long as you believe in it and you doing your thing, do it, you know? Like I've been saying lately, jam on.
Okay, do you want my 2 cents in what you just said?
Uh-oh.
Should I keep my mouth shut?
No, come on with it. Come on with it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think when it comes to creativity, I think that I admire anybody who steps out there, you know, and is willing to be brave enough to share their creativity with the public. It's one thing, you know, when you play around behind, you know, closed doors and this and that. Maybe you sing, you know, for your church, or you paint and draw, you know, for your girlfriend, or, you know, whatever it is. But I think that it takes a lot of courage for an artist to step up and,
it,
you know.
It really does.
and put themselves out publicly with their art.
Yeah.
The thing is that, you know, I also agree with the fact that if you love what it is that you're doing and you know, it's about you, then it's all good. But when it comes, but when you do go public, you do open yourself up to opinions. It could
be opinions
from fans. It could be opinions from professionals or whatever. And so, you know, how
do
you receive that?
Well, let me put this in the mix. I know of a drummer that was listening to something, and it was something that was not out yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was going, the drum line in that, oh, my God, oh, no, I would have done it. You know, it's a competitive thing, like between piano players. You know, one can outplay the other, but the other one has to can write the stuff and all of that. And, you know, it's sort of a weird little mix, but it's sort of a fun mix, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you have that, it actually helps everybody in a way. When you have that little competitive thing going on, it's like, who's going to do better? Who's gonna one-up the next one, you know?
Right.
And you usually find it with the same instrument more so than, or like a hit group and two hit groups come up at the same time and they start, you know, having that little rivalry thing going on.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, and you know what, I think that maybe I can understand a bit about what you're saying, because I think that, you know, out here in Seattle, there are different bands. Of course, you know, I mean, as you know, I'm connected to the hip-hop community here. So I think there's probably a bit of that, you know, amongst the hip-hop artists. But there are some bands, you know, cover bands and this, that I think. I didn't realize until just recently how many cover bands are here in Seattle. I was like, okay,
well, you probably have a whole slew of big-name acts coming there too, right?
Well, not as many as I think people would think that we have. I wish that we did, but for some reason, they don't necessarily make their way up here to the Pacific Northwest. You know, they stop in California.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry.
So it's,
well, you know, we have a pretty good...
It's good to me to realize how many cover bands there are, and...
Yeah, and, you know, I feel sort of strange with you saying that because I, you know, in Cleveland, I know we do have that kind of thing, a lot of it. But we do have a lot of major acts to come here because we have a nice Playhouse district. And you know, that's a lot of the stars come and woo their crowd here, you know. But the cover band thing, I guess I'm not had it on the circuit long enough to know the cover bands here in Cleveland. I'm sure there's tons of them because there's always somebody coming here. You got a whole bunch of places they could come to here.
Right. Excuse me. I think.
And it depends on the artist too. It could be something intimate, like the Agora or something on Euclid, or it could be something big, like at a stadium, like the Brown Stadium or something like that, or the Cleveland State's Convocation Center. It's a lot of big places that can hold, or the Q. A lot of the big stars, when they're going to turn the place out, they come and it'd be 40,000 people downtown just in the Q. Anyway, back to you.
So, you know, my thing is that, you know, not, you know, I think that you, okay, so, because, you know, I always bring the subject up, and I know I'd be just like, people are like, Slay, but why do you do that? I just
Here
think
that
go. When you go to a level of wanting to make money from what it is that you do, I think that I love it when people just do it for the passion and do it for the art. But when you want to make money from it, you know, hopefully you can maintain that passion, you know, for the art. But I think that you have to really know whether you can do it or not.
True.
You know, if you have what it really takes, if your talent really is there, perfected to the point that you can, you know, take it to that next level and push to try to, you know, make some money from, you know, your creativity. And I think, Mark, that there are a lot of people out there that I don't know if it's because of the times we live in and that it's so hard to find a job or if it's just a bunch of people out there trying to be creative souls. 'Cause there's a part of me that feels like there's some that this is part of their hustle. Because they can't find a job or they don't want to find a job, this is their hustle to be a musician or some type of artist. And so,
well, let me clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you just a little bit about that hustle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how our economy is right now, right?
Yes.
To be a musician, it takes some money. So if you ain't got no money, you can't be no musician. Hello? I mean, my instrument, you know, if I get a cheap one, mine is going to probably be just something that I'm comfortable with, just moving around a lot, like a stage piano. A cheap one for me would be maybe $1,200.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, then you got to worry about a lot of things. Owning your own name, that costs money. You know, copyrights can cost money. Getting a lawyer staff together. I mean, that's a lot of stuff you got to look at on the way, too. If, you know, we put feelers out and people heard our music, and I was excited, but I did not know where this was going to come. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't know it was going to come this far in a year. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to make money from it. But like I said, I've been a musician pretty much all my life, and I was happy to teach. I used to teach a little bit of theory and stuff. I don't even think I could teach it now, but, you know, it's something that gets ingrained in you, but it's also something that most musicians that I know really enjoy doing. And I guess the money comes because if you get a lot of fans, you know, $25 per person at 40,000 people in a stadium.
Well,
it'd
I mean,
be nice,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Well, and I think that that's, you know, you know, maybe we can turn this into like an artist roundtable today, you know, especially if there's other people that are listening and would like to call in And again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. And I welcome you to join in because, you know, on Flavor Coffee House online radio style, it's kind of like anything goes in a sense. You know, it can go in any direction. And I'm glad that you called in, you know, because, you know, I have not done an artist roundtable in a minute. And, you know, there are definitely subjects I would like to talk about. So, you know, you know,
are there more people in the queue?
There aren't at this point. So I'm hoping that there will be. There are people listening.
I thought Skip was
going to
join us.
Huh?
I thought Skip was going to join us.
Well, I don't know where your brother is. You know, maybe he will be, you know, calling in or joining us now. But there are people that are listening in the wings to the show, but actually not in the chat room, and you're only the only one on the phone. But you know, one of the things that I think is really important, and I have to say this for my own self too, you know, in the years of wanting to turn Flava News into a money-making business in some form, it's not a matter of wanting to get rich off of it, because that's not the desire. It's just a matter of just being able to financially cover the expenses of what it is, what it takes to maneuver with Flava News. But, you know, it's like having everything, in its place and knowing, doing the research and knowing who to approach when things, what you need to make a business work. And I think that a lot of artists fail to, you know, realize that when you become an artist and you put yourself out there and you want to make money at it, that's when you become a business. You know,
right.
And so that it's really important to know how to maneuver and who to entertain in regards to your business, you as the artist, what it all looks like. And there are a lot of people out there, you know, I can definitely speak for here in Seattle. There are artists that have been at it for a long time and have not gone anywhere with it, you know what I mean? And these are artists that are wanting to make money, you know, from what they're doing, you know. And then I say that to say this, that I think it is that, I don't know how the saying actually goes. I've been saying it a lot lately, and I know I'm not saying it correctly, but, you know, when you do something the same way and you're not getting the outcome that you're wanting, it's time to kind of flip the script and do something differently. And it makes me wonder, are they just not learning and growing, you know, to take things to the next level, or the reality is they don't have a talent. And
well,
that people are not buying into the fact that they have a talent to back and support them. And I'll be honest, I know some artists here in Seattle that don't have the talent to the level that would necessarily be recognized to get, you know, people's support. So I think there's so many different things that can play into, you know, because a lot of people will say, we didn't get the support that we should have gotten support, you know, from the fans, from the people, or how, you know, we can't even get a street team together, or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, I know that that's a challenge. You know, numbers matter, you know, when you want to take it to the next level. So I understand why Black Eyes is on this big campaign right now to build a fan base. Because, for instance, if you want to get somebody, if this is what you were looking for, like a professional manager, or you're looking to, you know, go sign a record deal, or whatever it is, you know, that takes things to the next level. If you're looking for funding to put on a Black Eyes tour or whatever, somebody's going to look at the numbers. Like,
right.
How many people
I agree.
Are you really connected to? How many people are paying attention to you?
Right.
And, you know, and so sometimes, you know, I started out, Mark, as a book reviewer. I'm so old, I don't know whether I have told you that before, but I started out
you're
as a book reviewer. And, you know, and there are books that I read like, okay, and you wonder why this isn't selling?
Right.
you know,
right.
because
well,
it was not well done. And
yeah.
the way that technology is right now, anybody can be an artist. Anybody can write a book. You self-publish a book. You can
yeah,
get
a
program online to download to record music, you know, so.
Right, right. Well, I have a blog. Yeah, you're right. The technology is great. This is the best. Oh, my God. It's the stuff that we can do with technology. But there was a couple things that you touched on that I was I think I forgot what I was going to say now. So
well,
that's
sorry.
Okay.
I was running my mouth. You're
but,
like,
I mean,
thanks, flavor.
Well, back to the business side of it. Like I say, I'm a newbie. But, you know, I was in corporate America. I came from, actually, I used to manage fast food restaurants, okay?
Okay.
It's very structured, and I'm one of those type of people that love structure, so it's sort of easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
When you form your band, get connected by going to your news station or something and saying, you know, we're a new band, you know, get involved, claim your city. We learned that at a hip-hop conference, believe it or not. I was so blown away by it. We went to a hip-hop conference, and they were teaching these young people at, or whoever how to become a successful business musician. And they had it broken off into all kind of little different, like, women in hip-hop, and they had all these radio personalities up there and people that had been in the business that knew what to tell the audience. And I was just blown away by all of the great information that they gave. It's like, own your name. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but if you don't own your name, it doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Right.
You know? And, I mean, you got to have a lot of business sense with it. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Don't get me wrong. I know it is. That's the reason why I didn't pursue being a professional musician when I was younger.
Okay.
You know? And, well, two reasons. I always talk about how your parents want you to be a doctor or a lawyer, or, you know. He's going to be a dentist. He ain't going to be no dang
Right.
You're going to dental school, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You got that
well,
to deal with.
Well, unfortunately, artistry is not something that is recognized as an actual profession.
I don't know. Money talks.
You know, like most families or whatever, like, okay, really, you want to play guitar? Okay, and, you know, we got these babies here that need pampers, you know?
Well, when I drive up in my Maserati and take you for a ride, okay, because that's exactly what I'm getting. I'm going to check every box, too. I'm going
to. Oh, that's so funny. You know, for me, I drive a Beetle, right?
Right.
I just would really honestly love to just, you know, I would drive my
Wait till you feel
deal.
That leather. Wait till you feel that leather on that Maserati. You're going to say, ow!
I know it. But, man, I love my little Beetle. I really do. I love my little Beetle. I do tell my kids that I need me a grandma van, though, you know, because I'm always transporting my daddy or my grandkids or whatever, but I don't know. I've never been into the car thing.
Oh, well, I'm a car nut also anyway, so anyway.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Okay,
my oldest
well,
brother
you know,
was a Corvette engineer, so.
So you guys are definitely working towards, you know, taking it to the next level. And I think it's wonderful
no,
that
we,
you. Huh?
I'm thinking, yeah, down the road, this is going to be like, yeah. Black Ice
yeah.
is going to be a name that people are going to be like, oh, yeah, you just listened to some Black Ice. You know?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I actually asked you this when you were on the All Media Artist Show the first time. And by the way, Black Ice is going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artist Show this coming Wednesday, the 22nd. So be sure to tune in because all three of the members of this particular band out of Ohio will be on the show with me. How did you come up with the name Black Ice?
I think that's Skip's baby.
I really don't know what to tell you. And
I was going to ask on the spelling of it. I do know that he wanted it to be something that would stick with people. I do know that. And when you see the way it's spelled and you say it, it's one thing to say it, but when you see the way it's spelled, most everybody goes, why did you spell it like that?
I know.
Because we wanted your attention.
Well, you know what, and I think that's clever, and it's just like every day I'm doing a radio show, right? I'm on this like marathon thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a radio show every single day for the rest of this month, and I'll be honest with you, some of the days it's like, okay, grandchild, go to sleep, or, you know, at what point is it going to be fun enough around, you know, that I can do a show or whatever, but it is, you do want something to stand out. You do want people to remember. I won't forget Black Eyes. That's definitely, and I think one of the reasons I won't forget it is because I didn't know how to say y'all's name. You know, that's one of the things when doing this internet thing, you get connected, right? And then you see the spelling of something and you're like, how do you say that? Like, okay, they're getting ready to come on my show. How do you even say the name? I mean, I knew the black part, but the A-H-Y-S, like, what was that, you know? So,
that was skipped. You know, you got to remember, we're talking about a visionary right here. Skip is a visionary. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you know, when I became Lady Flava, this was many years ago, about 2003, 2004. Just because, uh-huh. You know, I built a coffee shop called Flava Coffee House. That's why this show is called Flava Coffee House. And then I started getting involved in the arts community, and my very first event took place in 2004, where I was a part of a three-person group, four-person group that put on a jazz cruise. Amazing experience. So that's when I actually really, really became Lady Flava. But, you know, some people look at me like, you really Lady Flava? You know, because everybody thinks I'm like some old silverhead, old white lady, right? You know, and I'm like, you're Lady Flava? Yes, I am Lady Flava. But you know what? I think that my name and my silver hair is my signature. It's my my brand, you know?
Yeah, well, don't feel bad. I have silver hair, too.
I saw that picture.
Well, I tell everybody, you know, just follow me to the barbershop, and you can grind my hair down and get you some coins out of it, okay?
They could get a whole bunch of coins out of my hair.
Yeah, see? Because it's really silver. I just don't like for it to be silver too much, so I do things to it to make it not be silver.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm a premature gray, and so I started going gray when I was about 12. I started coloring my hair when I was 27, and then I finally stopped when I was 40. It was got really hard to keep covering that skunk stripe that I would get down the middle of my head. Honestly, I'm really cool with being silverhead now.
Okay. Yeah, well, especially since you call it a skunk stripe. Golly.
Well, that's what it looked like.
No.
You know, because where my hair parts, it would turn white very fast within 4 weeks, very, very fast. And so, you know, I would have to get it colored that frequently. And that just really started, you know, getting to be a bit much to just keep up the maintenance of coloring my hair. So I really didn't realize that my hair was this color when I decided to finally go natural. But at first it was kind of a shock. And then everybody's like, don't color your hair. Don't color your hair. So.
Well, of course, it's easy for everybody else to say when they don't have all that silver, right?
I don't know.
I mean,
if you
don't like it, you should go with what you like and not what
I
just like
this
music.
Now. Trust me.
Well,
I wouldn't go back to having color in my hair at all. I'm really
I hear
cool
you.
With that.
I am really. No, I'm too young to have the silver hair that I have. And no.
Okay.
Not for me. I don't mind the sides being silver, but I don't want a whole head full of silver hair, because then you get either people being real smart out there or real, real dumb. The people go, here, Gramps. Or I was walking down the street the other day, some guy wanted a cigarette, and he was like, hey, school, school, school. I didn't know what the heck who he was talking to calling me school. You know he didn't get a cigarette, right?
Uh-uh. Do you smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Don't tell nobody. Don't
that's
tell nobody.
Nasty. You need to, you know what, you need to stop.
I know. My lungs are going to fall out, right?
Something is.
And they're going to fall out in the key of C minor, and it's going to be a flatted F and a couple of 13ths behind.
That would be a musician speaking right there. Okay.
People are going to go, gosh, this man can't even get sick without creating a song.
I was doing a radio show, or I was sitting at my desk, and I was looking out the window at my next-door neighbor, and she always goes outside the building to smoke. And I thought, you know, she's a cute girl. She really is a cute girl. And I'm like, that is just so not attractive, sitting there watching her, you know, smoke a cigarette.
Puffing on a cigarette, I know. There's okay, I didn't mean to get you on next. Come on, let's get back to music. Cut it out. That was
well,
the key.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay. We'll save you on that one, you know. So you're going to stay on the phone with me, Mark?
Well,
I'll play some music.
For a little bit, I will be.
Oh,
I'll stay.
Okay, so I'm going to keep your line open. And
okay.
I want to, you know, even though his line is not open, Stephen Jerome Ferguson is on the phone with us. And so,
oh, hey,
you know,
Steve, what's up?
That's Mark with Black Eyes. Steven, so he's saying hello to you. So I'm going to play one of his songs, and I was really, really blessed to be able to debut this song for Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this is called Spirit Song.
All right.
All right, that amazing piece is called Spirit Song by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And guess what? We've got Stephen Jerome Ferguson live on the phone with us, along with Mark from Black Eyed.
What's up, guys? What's up, Mark? What's up, Lady Flavor? How y'all doing?
All right,
very
all
good.
Right.
How about
nice.
Yourself?
Oh, pretty good for an old guy. I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
Oh, man. So that was nice. That was a nice piece.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's been a long time since I heard that piece, too. And it was like I was just listening to it, and I was saying that, man, how did I do that?
You know? Yeah, I hear you. It is amazing when you look back and go, man, when can I do that again?
I know. It's like, you know, sometimes I think, I said, man, if I had to reproduce that, man, it would take me months.
Oh, really? Did you do that by yourself?
The majority of it, yeah. I had a little help from a couple of friends of mine here and there, but probably about 90% of it was all me.
Wow, that's very impressive. That's very nice. What is the name of it again? Something kind of spirit?
Spirit Song.
Spirit Song, okay. Very good, very good.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
So what did you think about Mark talking about silver hair?
Ain't nothing wrong with silver hair.
That's right.
If
Stephen
you like it, it's all right.
Ain't nothing wrong with silver hair.
If you like it, it's all right.
I'm growing me a beard right now. You should see it. It's like mostly silver. You know, it was.
You're growing a beard. So when do we get to see what you look like?
Yeah, I got to take a picture. And probably put
should.
It up on Facebook or something, but. It was actually black until my last daughter was born. And, the second she was born, it just automatically turned gray. It was like, boom.
That's funny. I wish I could blame my hair on my children. Unfortunately, I had started going gray before they were born. So.
Mm-hmm. They had to blame their gray hair on you.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, you know, I'm glad that you called in. I know that generally I try to respect you and not bring you in the show unless you raise your hand, because I know that you're at work and you're listening from there. So,
yeah, it's pretty slow today, so I figured I'd call in and say a couple of two or three little things, say hi to everybody. Yeah, I'll hang in here as long as I can.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand if either one of you fall off the line, you know, but I appreciate both of you, you know, supporting the shows and, you know, hanging out with me today and this and that. Because, you know, I'm on this marathon. What day am I on? I'm on day 8 straight of doing a show.
Now, wait a minute. Did you do a show Wednesday?
I've been doing a show every single day.
You have?
I've been doing one every single day since last Saturday.
Are you going for the record or what?
No. You know, I'm on this marathon right now. I'm really, like Mark had mentioned earlier, I'm trying to get people to pay attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think in some ways it's working, you know, because, you know, I'm on this campaign of, you know, trying to get financial support from people to keep the radio show on the air. And,
right.
You know, and so what I'm trying to do is to show the people, you know, who it is that I'm playing, whose music I have, you know, and how dedicated I am to doing this. And it's, you know, and when I think about you guys as being artists, you know, and trying to build that fan base and trying to get the attention and trying to get people to be willing, honestly, to reach in their pockets and purchase a CD or, you know, come to shows or purchase a book or this, that, and the other. I know it's a struggle. And you know, it's just like, you know, trying to get support for the radio station to stay on the air. You know, when you have people that say, you know, that they love and respect you, what does that really mean? And
welcome to our world.
Right, and so I'm getting it, Stephen. I really am getting it, you know, because the reality is, you know, I know that I was having a conversation with a friend today, and it's like, you know, Susan, it's really not their business what's going on, and I get that too. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm on a pity pot or whatever. Life just changes, you know, And, you know, the reality is I've been funding this out of my own pocket, you know, everything that I do with Flava News, pretty much. I have regular financial support, you know, from a couple of artists who I just love dearly and appreciate, you know, but it is to the point that to really grow what it is that I do, to really be able to support, you know, who you guys are as artists, I need financial support. Now, how do I go about doing that? One thing that I'm realizing that Black Eyes, I know, has realized, and I know that you've worked on too, Stephen, is the numbers. The numbers are really, really important. The last couple of months, I've not pushed my website. I need to update and do a new newsletter and this and that. And I've realized that because I haven't done those things and pushed it out there, my numbers have dropped significantly on my website. You know, the people that have been watching me in regards that have the capability to help fund some of the things that's, you know, going on with Flava News, you know, I didn't really realize it until just now recently that they've been watching to see if I can really turn this into a business. You know, which I understand that. If they're going to come out of pocket money-wise, they want to know that this is really going to make this, you know, be able to make money. And the way that they're going to know that it makes money is, honestly, if the people that I support are willing to, you know, pay certain things. I do get paid by certain artists that I work with on different projects. And, of course, it's not a whole heck of a lot of money because, you know, as you know,
musicians are notoriously broke.
Exactly. You know,
and we just can't help it. Like, you know, Mark was saying a little while ago, you know, it costs money to make music.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a decent keyboard, a decent guitar, you know, even a decent microphone, microphones can cost you upwards of $300-$400 for a decent one.
Right.
You know, and.
Right.
Where does that money come from? It's coming out of my pocket. You know?
Exactly. And I know that it is, Stephen, you know, and with you having your own studio and everything that you work out of at home, I know that the equipment costs money. And then if something breaks down, it's like a matter, you know, of putting it in a shop to be repaired or having to replace it, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, all of that. It's just like, you know, when my laptop died, you know, right now at work I'm doing it off of the work computer, and I never work off of this computer, and now I know why I don't work off of it. It runs so slow. You should see me struggling over here to scroll down my music board. It's like, okay, I don't know what people do on this computer, but I wouldn't want this at home at all. So, I feel very grateful that the day that my laptop died, my desktop was returned and fixed for me. So let's just cross our fingers that continues working. But, I mean, everything, you know, costs money to be creative. And so I understand, you know, the frustrations, Stephen, that you have felt around being an artist and, you know, what do you do with all of that? Just like right now, you know, I was having a conversation with my daddy, and I said, if I could get 10 people to give me $1 each, in a sense, that would mean more to me than the one person that gave the $10, just because it would show me that those 10 people believed in what I'm doing for the underground independent artists, you know, and so... Even though, of course, I appreciate the one person who gave 10, you know, but it would just excite me so much more to just know that the numbers were higher.
Right.
You know, to show the numbers out there to those people that potentially could become real business sponsors of what I'm doing and who've been watching me for years, I hate to say it, years, you know.
Right.
And some of them have proposals, some of them have my business plan and everything, and they've been watching, and I've been sitting here like, okay, why haven't we had the meeting yet? Why haven't we had the meeting yet? And now I got it because of a message that I received. And so it's like, okay, I know you've been waiting for me to turn this into a moneymaker, and you're not seeing me do that. So, you know, then I went to my statistics here on Blog Talk Radio, and I don't know if either one of you have heard me list the statistics of my show year to date of how many listeners I've had to my shows.
How many?
And let me just pull it up for you right quick so I read it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But in a year's time, I've had 14,988 listens to my radio shows.
That's great.
That's this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
So that's year to date, you know, of who's listening to my shows. See, I know a lot of people think that it's based off of who comes into the chat room
or whose face
shows up, you know, as a listener of the show. The only way that somebody shows up as a listener is if they are registered with Blog Talk, you know, and they sign on.
Oh, yes,
that's
the
only way that your face is going to show up. But if you just come and you listen to the show incognito, then you're not, and you don't log on, you don't show up as a listener.
You're not being counted, yeah.
No.
So those numbers are probably higher.
You're being counted. It's just your face isn't being counted. So the numbers are being counted. It's just you're not. So a lot of times when people come, like, to the radio show, for instance, right now, there's nobody listening in the chat room right now. You know, but let me go and look at the statistics of how many people are actually listening, because I can look at that right now. And see what the numbers are of people that are listening in the wings. See, it's moving so slow, it's not wanting to take me to the page.
Well.
You know, but then that's the numbers, you know, matter as far as being able to show, okay, so right now live listeners are 33. You know.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so... but nobody's in the chat room. So if somebody came and peeked in the chat room and said, oh, nobody's here, then they might say, oh, nobody's listening to her, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, why hang out if she doesn't have people listening? So that's the thing, is how important numbers are to people, as the people getting on the bandwagon with something. And so, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's like, you know, what do I do when it comes to the radio show? And I know, Stephen, you send me, you know, great messages and tell me that everything's going to work out. And I'll be honest with you, on the whole, I do believe that everything's going to work out, that I'll stay on the air. You know, but when you have those people, you know, like you and I've had the conversation, Stephen, when you have the people who say they love what you're doing, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
You know, because they'll turn around and go buy a mainstream jazz artist, you know, CD, you know, and spend a little bit more money. But then if they say that they love what you're doing, okay, you can get Steven's download for $7.99, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can listen to it. You can, you know, upload it to your iPod or whatever, you know, you can listen to it in a variety of ways, even burn a CD off of it, you know. So, I mean, it's not expensive to support artists in what they're doing, especially if you say that you love and respect what it is that they're doing, you know. And
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You know, so how do you get the people to be interested enough to say, you know, I want to get a Black Eyes CD. I want to get a Stephen Jerome Ferguson CD. I love what Lady Flava is doing. I'm going to pledge $1 a month to make sure she stays on the air. You know, so.
I tell you what, when you can figure that out, please let me know. Send me an email and tell me exactly what you did, because I'm going to copy it word for word. Because I don't think there is a set formula. The best thing you can do right now is to keep doing what you're doing, because you're playing some good artist music. You've got an excellent show, excellent program.
Absolutely.
You You could definitely talk. Lord have mercy, you could talk.
What you trying to say, Stephen?
Huh?
What you trying to say, Stephen?
I'm just saying you're an excellent speaker.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I love it.
It's a very entertaining program. I mean, you put on a good show, and there's a lot of people listening to you. And you know, when it comes to stuff like that, it takes a little time.
It does take a little time, you know, but it's like, you know, just like the years that you've put into being a musician, Stephen, you know, and Mark, it's like, I can understand the frustrations that it must, you know, instill in you in a sense, you know, when you don't feel like what you're doing is being recognized. One of my colleagues out here in Seattle has a saying. He says, you know what real support looks like. It's kind of like that, you know, oh, you know, let me say I love, you know, what they're doing. And then those that are not only say they love what we're doing, but they back us. Whether it's
right.
Even spreading the word by hitting that share button.
Right.
To share
exactly.
What we're doing with their network to, you know, okay, maybe you don't have the $10 to put out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somebody within your network might dig what one of us is doing, and they have the $10 to put out.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like, it's rare that I see somebody, you know, repost one of my radio shows.
Oh, really? I guess we're going to have to do that next, huh?
You know, but it is. It's rare that I see somebody repost my radio shows. And then when it's done, it's always the same people. It's always
right.
My same little circle, you know,
mm-hmm.
that supports me and stuff, which, of course, you know, I don't want to sound like I don't appreciate it because I do. You know, but when we look at the numbers of the people we have online, okay, like, I don't know
yeah.
how many times somebody has come to me saying, I love Stephen's music. You know, it's my creative medicine. It's my this, that, and the other. And maybe what I need to say, okay, did you purchase a copy yet? Because you can
right.
have a copy of your own, you know, to
yeah,
go
well,
to
the iTunes
with that night.
Skip was telling me the other day, I was asking him about iTunes, and he was like, I mean, we're not saying anything bad about iTunes, but it's just... Mm-hmm. It seems to me like people want the hard music. They want a CD or they want and it seems like because it's internet, it's harder for people. A lot of people still aren't internet savvy. And that might be one of your problems or one of your things that I don't know how we can help that, fix it. But a lot of people just aren't willing to go through click, 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 click just to get to a radio show, you know? When they got a radio or an iPod or a, you know?
Well, and I also think that there are probably people that think, okay, when I get in the car, they associate getting in the car to play music, turning on the radio, putting
yeah.
in a CD, you know, or whatever. So I think that a lot of times people probably don't even think to take that click to go to a radio show and listen to it online.
Right.
Obviously, there are people who are savvy because I've got over almost 15,000 listens to my radio show,
well,
right?
I said the wrong thing. I didn't mean to say the wrong thing, to use the wrong word, not in the
no,
sense
no,
of
no,
saying
no,
that people are like...
No, but I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying, though, you know, because there are people who don't get it. And, you know, there's some stuff I don't get online and my kids or somebody's had to show me, right? There's still
yeah.
a whole bunch of stuff I don't get.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I do, for me, I'm old school. I'll be honest. I like the hard copy of a CD. I just do. I don't know. Makes me feel special to see those jewel cases stack up or something. I don't know.
At least
you
didn't say an album.
Well,
so
I mean,
want an
you,
album.
Honestly, I'd go for a 45 or a 33.
A 45? What's that?
What'd you go play it on?
I go, you know what? I'll go for 8-track if I still have my 8-track, you know, player that
oh
I had in my Nova, you know. But, you know, but I like something that I can hold, you know. And
but that's a dying breed, though, too.
I know it.
You
but
know,
I'm
with,
old, so some of us got to keep it alive. But
with iTunes and Amazon and
Rebirth,
all these cloud servers
Rainbow.
Coming up and all this other kind of stuff, I mean, everything is virtual now.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
No, and I understand that too. But so let's talk about this. One thing that I'm learning too, there's a lot of people don't have the capability to purchase online.
True.
That's
a lot of people don't.
You know, they don't have
hold on just
account.
A second for me.
I'm
gonna have to take this call. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, there's also a lot of people who are afraid to do business online because they're afraid
that
somebody's gonna hack their account. Or whatever.
Sure, and
I'm not
going to
put my credit card
too.
Online because somebody's going to hack it.
Right. So then that goes to would they be willing to send a money order, you know, to get a hard copy of a CD? A lot of people won't do that. You know.
Right.
So.
That's music stores for.
Right. So I'll be honest with you. So these are the things that I work on that people don't know that I work on behind the scenes. You know, I went and talked to the local radio record store here, to Easy Street, and asked them, you know, would they be willing to work with me to get independent artists in there, and they are willing.
Oh, that's great.
Who is this
now? This is Easy Street Music here in Seattle.
Okay.
It used to be... Stephen, what's the name of the music store that's down by the Seattle Center?
That's been a while.
You know what I mean? And they all shut. They all closed up. It's not Music Menu. They were, like, all over the place. Anyway, so...
Willis, do you want to say, was it Willis?
No.
Willis back in the day. I really showed my age, huh?
But... So anyway, I physically went in and spoke, you know, to somebody, and they are willing, you know, to work with me and getting independent artists in there. I'll also put this out there to you guys, too. I've been approached this week by two different radio stations to join them.
Yay, that's nice. But are you?
I don't know. I'm going to do a sit down and talk with one of them. And the other one, I'm going to have a phone conversation because one is local, and one is in Oakland. So, you know, so it's like, you know, there's got to be a benefit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
To me doing it. So what would the benefit be? You know, I won't have the freedom to do what I do going on board with somebody else, right? I'll be limited to a 2-hour show on a select day, you know? So I won't have chat rooms. I won't have necessarily the capability to take phone calls, you know, or whatever. So that'll be interesting to explore with them exactly what they have in mind. And, you know, approaching me about becoming a part of their team. So, you know, but they're all, see, these are the things that I have that come to me that people don't know.
Right.
And I don't post, you know, I don't post it online. The capabilities of how I can help artists get out there grows all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be, you know, getting into your music into a record store in Seattle. Well, okay, if it works here in Seattle, then maybe the connection can grow to another record store in another state.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But yeah,
at least the way I look at it is getting the foot in the door, my foot in the door where I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then if somebody wants to reference, you know, get a reference and it works out well at Easy Street, then, you know, then potentially, you know, maybe it could go other places in select areas or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's that's how much I believe in you guys. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Big time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to forget you, believe me.
But, you know, I mean, that's just how much I believe in who I am and what I do. I'm always learning and growing, so I don't have this mastered. But I love that about this, is that I love the challenges. I love, you know, and to be honest with you, you know, I have listeners from around the world that are now contacting me about the music I play. Some of it's good stuff, some of it's not so good stuff.
Right.
You know, some of it's constructive feedback on the artists that I play, you know, and stuff. But to just even have people taking the time from around the world to even let me know that they're listening to the show means a lot to me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
that's
so
that's what it basically comes down to is, you know, you're basically doing the same thing that we are. It's just that you're doing it with a different type of media than we are. And it all comes down to, is there actually somebody really listening and paying attention?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's really, you know, the majority of the, that's really what matters.
Right.
Is that, is somebody actually listening? And if the answer to that question is yes, then the rest of it is gravy on top of it. I mean,
right.
When you start making money and all that, then it's all going to be still based on that because somebody still has to listen to you.
Well, exactly. You know,
right.
And there are artists, you know, like yourselves, Mark and Stephen, that I really believe in your talents.
Thank you.
And I love what it is you do, and I love the way that you go about doing it. There are people that I really, really dig their talents too, but then I watch how they maneuver, and I'm like, I'm not feeling that. You know, that
right.
For the way that I want to do business or go about, you know, getting attention and stuff. So, you know, that's
yeah,
what
I've seen even people, I've even heard people on your show since I've been paying attention, that I'm like, man, they're good. Why aren't they further along, you know? And like you say, it's some people that can get in and do what they got to do and keep on rolling with it. Some people look like they get to a place and sit there.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Right. But I think that, you know, as we talked about earlier, Stephen and Mark, being on the Internet just opens up the door for all kinds of possibilities. You just have to be smart enough to be creative enough to get out there and figure out where you can do something different and new.
Yeah, that niche market, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
you have to find your audience.
You have to find your audience, but you also, I think it's really good to be creative enough to know where you can market yourself. For instance, if there's a film festival in your area, you know, connecting with filmmakers where music could be used,
absolutely.
In films. And I never thought about, I'll be honest with you, I never thought about that aspect until I realized that Bless Aaron from AFAM Films used several of the hip-hop artists from the Pacific Northwest in his film Where's Henry? You know, that just got shown at the Stiff Film Festival here in Seattle. You know, so all these people, you know, listened to watch this film, but they also got to hear these artists in there, you know?
Right,
right, absolutely.
So
there's a big,
you know,
huge audience in film.
You know, so it's like, okay, you know, being able to somehow, so this is what I've done. Because I was so excited about AFAM Films, I've now connected to another filmmaker out of California.
Okay.
And we've agreed to have some conversations to see how we might work together. And my whole idea is checking out what type of films he's working on top of it, okay, this is how I can help you. I know artists that you might want to work with, you know, to do music for your films. You know,
right.
And this and that. You know, so this is how I'm trying to be creative. again, I'm not talking about this stuff. I'm just behind the scenes doing it. Because I know that I have to be creative. If this is something that I really believe in helping you guys with, I have to be creative outside of just doing radio shows, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. But then again, we can't depend on you to do all the creating.
Right.
No.
We've
got to
create on our own as well.
No, I understand that. But, if I can make those connections that can open doors, that's the whole goal. This is my whole goal for Flava News, is to be able to provide those opportunities.
But I'm going to tell you, lady, there are some artists out there right now that, and I've spoken to some recently in the last couple of weeks, that they'll put a song together and they will give it to a Blog Talk radio show host or, somebody to get it out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll sit back and say, okay, what have you done for me?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you played my song? How many times have you done this? When are you going to do this? When are you going to...
Mm-hmm.
That's not their
right.
responsibility. That's your business. You get out there and
sure.
try to get people to do that. But
well,
y'all excuse
sure.
me
I mean,
for
I...
a hot second. Excuse me
right.
for just a moment.
Okay.
What?
But and I agree
Hi,
with
Mary.
You, Steven.
How you doing?
That, that the artists need to be creative too. One of the things that I really appreciate about Black Stacks, and I reference them a lot, and it's
mm-hmm.
not just because I'm very close. They're like family with me now after I've been working with them so long. But Black Stacks has done what's called the narrative, which is a theatrical piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hip hop piece. They performed on stage at a theater, at a theatrical showing.
Mm-hmm.
They have performed at fashion shows. They have performed with alternative rock artists.
Do what you got to do.
They've performed in so many different, varieties of venues. They performed at a jazz venue called Lucid. They have gone and spoke and shared their music and stories at the University of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just like sticking with just like doing like these little hip hop showcases,
Mm-hmm.
They're branching out and getting involved in all kinds of other things, which I think has helped lead to them, being featured in, a fashion Northwest publication. I told Jace, I was like, wow, I didn't even realize that was you guys, in the pictures.
Right.
But I mean, they've been written up and photographed, in that. They've been written up all over the United States. They're recognized around the world, but it's because they've stepped outside of this box in a sense that, they were once in, as hip hop soul artists, So, that's why, it goes back to what I'm doing behind the scenes that people don't realize, I'm also working on a project of, creating some virals for some major type sponsors of what artists could do that I'm connected with to help sell their product.
That's what it's all about.
This is what I have in the works, and I don't want it to stop, It just can't stop what I'm doing right now.
You know what you're doing right now? You're planting your seed, sweetheart. Okay. That's all you're doing. You're planting your seed.
Absolutely.
Give the crop a chance to grow.
I know, but, like I've talked about, financially I've got to be able to stay, out there to do it.
I know.
And due to, the cutbacks here at my job, I'm not going to be able to financially do it on my own.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a good feeling to try to ask the support, even though I know that I am deserving, Stephen and Mark. I know that I'm deserving because I've worked very hard being the artist cheerleader. I've worked very, very hard, you know, whether it be on the air, whether it be on the internet, whether it be behind the scenes. I work very hard at what it is that I do and in perfecting it and in gaining more knowledge and gaining connections, you know, and in networking with people, you know, in different ways, not only here in Seattle, but across the United States and around the globe to open up doors for your music to be heard or for somebody's art to be experienced. And so, you know, so it's, even though I know that it's deserving, you know, and I should be able to ask for it, I mean, it's not easy, you know, because I've heard people say things to the effect of, you know, it's begging, you know, or people don't
want to
know.
Oh, come on,
you know.
See, some people's children, that's all you can say about that. But it is, you know, you and I have had this conversation before.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of know how you feel because I kind of feel the same way.
Right.
Every time I, excuse me, every time I put something up on any website, anywhere, anything about my CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know how you feel because you feel like you shouldn't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
You shouldn't have to. With everybody coming back saying, oh, we love what you're doing, this, that, and other. Oh, you sew this, you sew that, you sew this, you sew that. You feel like you shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
But I don't know.
Don't. Hey.
Times have changed.
Lost in the shuffle. Yeah. If you don't promote yourself, you're going to be lost in the shuffle.
You're right, you will.
Independent artists are hard.
And I mean, that is part of branding yourself, is getting yourself out there. I mean, they talk about, like when I started my business, Flavor Coffee House, you know, they talked about the fact that it takes 7 times for somebody to even pay attention to an advertisement. So, for instance, the Stranger here and the Seattle Weekly here, you know, the free publications, it costs $75 per week to put an ad in there, and they want you to go 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
they
so they
minimum,
want you to come off of $750.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, to do an advertisement in their publication, you know, so it's, you know, so when you think about it, okay, 7 times for somebody to even just pay attention, okay, that means you got to keep continuously put yourself out there and put yourself out there to make yourself known, you know.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Skip seems to have that down, and I think one of the reasons why Skip has that down is because Skip likes to be adventurous and do, like, those marketing things online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the beginning, when we first started messing around with computers, being Skip, we're scheming on how we were gonna get rich, man, some kind of way. We're going to be zillionaires, right? And, you know, and you learn from that. You know, if you don't do stuff, you don't learn. But you learn very valuable lessons from marketing and stuff like that you can translate easily into the music world. You'd be so far ahead of everybody.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a good feeling to know. But then, too, back to the subject. I don't want to get off the subject, but it's tough. It's a tough thing.
Well, it's not easy to market yourself and what it is you do, you know. And Stephen and I have had this conversation a few times about, you know, people saying that they love what it is that's being created for them. What does that mean? You know, because it definitely does not turn into, you know, somebody purchasing, you know, the CD or even spreading the word, you know, about what somebody's doing or whatever. It's just like, you know, I have a friend who's been doing some features on radio shows. I'm old and forgetful. If you mention it to me, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to remember or whatever. So the best way for me to remember something is if it's in my face, you know, and you're posting about it or this, that, and the other.
Right.
You know, and so, I think that, you have to put it out there for people to remember. And I know that there are people like, you know, well, especially my family and friends, they've deleted me off of my Lady Flava page because they're like, dang, you post too much. So I
yeah, there's a fine line between heavy marketing and spam. Okay? There's
right.
a very fine line there. You have to kind of tiptoe up to that puppy and just not go over it, you know?
So, you know, I know. So anyway, I started a Susan page for my family and friends to be on, you know, and it's boring over there. I have to tell you that basic family and friends, they're boring. Artists are much more exciting. I post something over there on my Susan page and they don't respond to nothing. But it's funny. After one of my shows was last week or whatever, an artist came to me and said, I'd really like to talk to you. He's here in the Pacific Northwest, and he said, so-and-so, you know, had referred me to you. He says, but Lady Flava, I've known about you for years. You know, and he's like, I never thought that I could approach you. That's the other interesting thing, is that there are some people that make me bigger than what I am.
Oh, my goodness. Where have
I
heard that before?
I don't know what that's about.
I actually had somebody tell me one time that they weren't really concerned about buying any of my music because they know I'm getting rich off people, other people buying it. Yeah, they said that, you know,
wow.
Oh, you don't need mine. I mean, you probably selling 2,000-3,000 a day.
Wow.
I said, really?
And that's funny that you mention that, too, because the perception of money. I mean, if you look like you're starting to try to be successful and people start liking stuff, people do start thinking like that.
Exactly.
It's surprising that it happens.
Right. Well, and I think that both of you guys, you know, Black Eyes and Stephen Jerome Ferguson, have a great professional, very quality presence online, if that makes any sense. You know, I mean, because there's some people who have a presence online, but it's like kind of just hokey. It's just not even, I don't think they even think through what it is that they post or how they post or, you know, to even like, you know, Stephen's website and the colored scheme and everything and the design of the website is very attractive, you know. So
I'm going to have to go there. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, you should go check out his website.
What is it, Steve?
SJF. Music.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool. That's real cool. I will definitely go there.
You know, I think there's so many ways that you can market yourself, and there are free tools, you know, out there to be able to do so. And, you know, I would like to get to the point to have a better website my own self. I just, you know, I don't have the knowledge capability to build it on my own, so my website isn't the most professional looking, but it's effective at this point until I can do something better. But
got one word for you.
Mm-hmm.
WordPress.
Yes, blog.
I have a WordPress, but Stephen, I have a WordPress and I don't know how to use it.
That's the problem.
Really, I use Blogger. I use Blogger. It has a tutorial to teach you how to build your own site. They have templates on there.
Yep, Blogger's the same way.
Is Blogger the one that's on Google, that's associated with Google?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
I have
a
Blogger too. Okay, so this is how computer illiterate I am. I have both of those. I have WordPress and I have Blogger, and I don't know how to use them.
Blogspot.com. Well, you got to read the stuff. You got to read all the little.
I know. But
I mean, I did the same thing.
Okay, let me explain something to you guys. I'm one of those people.
Here it goes.
No, I'm one of those people that I do better if somebody shows me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Versus
reading
something
and
trying to figure it all out, because sometimes, I don't know, that's just not my way of being able to learn. And so I do better if somebody can sit next to me and say, okay, do this, do that, the other, and then I get it.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Just send me the plane ticket. No, I'll be there. I'll sit down and help you go through it and all that. Okay. Hey, talk
yeah,
me
I know.
Into it.
I know.
Wow.
Hey,
where are you? I'm sorry. Where are you, Stephen? I forget.
I'm in Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri, huh?
Well, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri is the same city.
Okay,
it's just sitting
okay.
Right on the border of the two states. But
yeah.
Originally from Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. I've been both places. I went through Kansas by mistake one time. I was going to L.A.
I did, too, and got stuck here, yeah.
That little long airport they got, it's a little
tiny
long.
Yeah. Ooh. But I told my daughter, as soon as she graduates high school, boy, I'm out of here. I'm headed back east.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm headed back east after that.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to get off of here real quick because I got to go take care of something. But
right,
I'm going to try to give
you
guys
so
a call
much,
back, okay?
For calling back.
Okay.
All right. Take it easy, Steve.
Okay.
All right. Take care, guys. But I'll try to give you guys a call back before you get off.
Okay. No worries.
Okay.
We've only got 30 minutes left. You hung out for a while with us.
All right, cool.
All right, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.
So, you know, I appreciate this conversation, Mark. I think it was a good conversation today, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
And I think it's something worth listening to, you know,
definitely.
Whether somebody agrees with what's being said or not. I think the beauty about doing the shows is just even to trigger somebody to think, you know,
right,
and think about
yeah.
how they feel about what's being said and what they're doing, especially if they're an independent artist. And even if they're a fan, I want to also put it out there to the fans of the artists, you know, the important roles that we play as somebody who says we believe in an artist. We play a really, really important role in their success, you know. And so, you know, I always say this when it comes to, like, all media artists, you know, come join me over there or whatever and help spread the word. But no matter where you are, if there's an artist that you believe in, not only should you, if you have the capability to help, you know, with purchasing that product that you say that you believe in, but if nothing else, hit that share button and spread the word, you know, to your network.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
I got you pasted all over everything. Have you noticed? Between me and Skip, I don't know which one of us is the worst with the hitting that like button. We hit that like button on Facebook, for real. I mean, we've got Twitter and, you know, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling, and I believe in you, so I mean, you've definitely helped us, and this whole music thing has done something for me. I mean, you know, I've never been a boring type of person, but I think I'm lively, and I've been since I've been in my 20s.
You've blossomed since the first time you've been on the radio with me.
Absolutely.
I get excited seeing that 216 area code.
Well, you know, you probably don't know, but I do have a story just about for everything. Everything.
I'm getting the impression that you do. I believe you on that one.
Well, you know, I love people. I worked in the public all my life, and I'm still doing a little in the public type of work, but it's not as like working in a restaurant, you know, working in a brand name restaurant where there's thousands of people coming. You've got to love people to do that for a long time, you know. And it's almost like being passionate about your music. It's like, why are we creating this music? We're creating it for the people. We're creating it for somebody to relate to it.
Right.
And that's why it's so important, like you were saying. Okay, I love Jill Scott. She could be my wife. You know what I mean? But I buy her music. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And when she does something, Jill, you don't do nothing too bad. But sometimes, you know, I get a little ticked off. I love you to death, Jill. Please don't divorce me, okay? But I mean, like, you know, I understand, and she has her mindset on being an actress and everything like that. But her music was so oh my God, the music is so good to me. I really love her.
Yeah, I do. I know. I don't know if that's a matter of like branching out to just tap into her creativity or, you know, or whatever. It's interesting how, you know, a basketball player all of a sudden wants to become a rapper.
Right.
You know, it's like stepping out there in a different direction.
Definitely, definitely. But, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ramble or nothing like that. But, I mean, it all sort of just fits in. It's like, you know, what we all been talking about all night, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a matter of, you know, man, this isn't an easy game. This is a serious profession going into being an artist or even an artist cheerleader. It's serious.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you know, and you need to have a game plan going just to keep yourself sane through it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And when you go through those down times, you have to have something within you that tells you, it's okay, because there's going to be the up times too, and there's got to be a balance to it. So I have to say that I'm very, very blessed. When I found out that my hours are going to be cut here, at Friends of Youth and all of that, and, you know, concerns about keeping the radio station going, where am I going to have to cut back in my world, you know, to make things work, you know? And I'll be
right.
honest, I don't want to go find another job. I'm getting ready to turn 51 in a couple of weeks, you know. I want to go try to find another job, you know.
Don't tell
so,
me you want to retire. You don't want to retire.
It's like, hello. I'm Lady Flava, huh? Anyway, but
see,
yeah. So you know, I've had some people just really rally around me, and I'll have to say, Mark, I consider you, Mark and Skip, amongst those that have rallied around me to, encourage me and all of that, and I really appreciate that, because your support and just the quality of music and artistry that you guys present just. This makes it worthwhile to try to figure it out, and so.
Thank you while you're thanking me. Thank you.
But, this is a trip. This is not easy. You have to have the right kind of personality to stick with something like this and make it work.
Well, that's what Skip said. One of the reasons why he really stayed on me to come into the group was that's what he said. He was like, I've been out there in L.A. I know what the game is like. It's like a lot of those stars, you see them on TV, you don't know anything about them. When you do meet them, it's like, ooh. It's like, uh-oh. Mr. Big Thing, then big shot, then walked up in here, you know. And I mean, some of them are like that, I guess, but some of them are humble, too. I want to stay on the humble side. This is late in life. Like you say, you're 50-ish. I'm 50-ish,
mm-hmm.
too. It's late for me to be trying to be on somebody's stage, hopping around or whatever. But, push
right.
came to shove. And it's something that I really love doing, especially the creative part of it. It's like, wow, my baby.
Yeah.
Talked about that before.
That's amazing. I wish that I was an artist sometimes. And I swear there are times when I listen to music and I think, oh, my God, can I just sing or dance? Can I just get on a track? I mean, I love
you
being
sing or dance.
Flava and being the radio show host, but I'll tell you this. Sometimes I'll be
you can't
scared
sing or
over
dance.
Here like, oh, my God, can I just get on that? Because I really want to get in the studio. I've asked. Can
you're
I just
saying that you can't sing or dance.
No, not like that. No, of course not.
So,
I'm a,
so
no,
when you
I'm
sing
a
in the bathroom, is when you
of
sing in the tub, is
in
it
the bathroom and,
is it
and,
is it
know.
Like opera or something? Are you singing like some Trialco?
Frankly, when I'm in the shower, and I'm singing, that water runs down the drain. I think it's trying to get away from me.
Oh Lord!
Everybody it's kind of like when I'm driving down the street with my Beetle in my Beetle and I'm singing. For some reason, mm-hmm. those cars, like, zoom past me.
Because you're just going so slow. Just taking it easy, taking it in. Like the breeze.
Yeah, but one of these days, I told somebody, I said, if nothing else, when you create that video, can I just sit in the corner? Can I just sit in the corner and just watch? Can I just watch? Can I sit in the corner at the studio and just listen?
No, we're going to have you. When we put you in our video, we're going to have you with your microphone and with your headset on, and you're going to be doing your thing, okay?
And you're going to have that machine that can make me sound like I can sing. What's that machine
you're
called?
Not going to have to. You can just stay in character. You can just stay in character and be Lady Flava, okay? How's that?
But I'll need some assistance. You know, that's the beauty of technology now. They can make somebody sound like they can sing that can't sing, huh?
Absolutely. You can run your voice through a thing and people would be like, woo.
Okay, so y'all better do that for me. You know what, before I forget, so my girls out there in Ohio right now, I would love to connect her with Black Eyes.
Really? Who is she? What does she do?
She's, this is a secret, so don't tell anybody.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, this is just between you and I, Mark, on the radio.
Okay.
Felicia Loud from Black Stacks is out in Ohio right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
She's the one who sings I Love My Life in the video.
Okay. And see, I got to check Black Stacks out more closely. I've seen their name a couple of times, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm busy. I'm you know, I do a lot of stuff.
I'll go get her video and post it on your wall. But she's in Ohio right now, doing a theatrical intern, and so she's going to be gone a few months.
Is she here in Cleveland?
Right outside of Cleveland. I can't remember the name, but it's somewhere. I was told it was something like 20 minutes or 25 minutes outside of Cleveland.
Oberlin, does that sound familiar?
Maybe.
Because, you know, there's a jazz institute right there in Oberlin.
I don't honestly know. It's some kind of theatrical something that she's doing.
Okay.
Because she musicals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
There's a lot of schools and a lot of nice colleges not far that do that kind of stuff is what I was saying. I didn't want to just be on jazz. It was, you know, theatrical stuff and all that.
You know, I honestly, I'll have to call her and find out. But I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if I could connect those two. That would be just, like, amazing. Black Eyes and Felicia Loud.
You have to remember, I'm in Cleveland.
Right.
Skip and Muhammad are
in
Akron. Although they, Muhammad works in Akron, I believe. But
right.
Skip works in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
And I've done the same thing. I've worked in Akron and, you know, back and forth and all of that. But it's like, and right now I'm without a vehicle, so, you know, it's like, it's been challenging.
I understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, I might at least connect you guys online and stuff.
That would be cool. That would be very nice.
And, if there was any chance that you guys could, like, meet in person or whatever, that would just – that girl will sing to you anywhere. She'll just start singing. She's amazing. Oh, my God. I'd love her. I'd love her.
And say her name once again.
Felicia Loud.
Say her name again. Felicia?
How many times should I say it? Felicia. That's a secret, though. Nobody's supposed to know she's in Ohio.
Oh, sorry. Oops. We're in trouble. We didn't mean to do it.
Who's listening to this show today, huh? Felicia, are you listening to this show today?
Gonna call you, be like, ah.
You know what?
It's been a lot of fun.
This has been fun. I always enjoy talking to you. I want to play a piece for you, Mark, though, of an artist that just recently reached out to me from Nigeria. And I have to tell you, this young man gets me chair dancing big time. I really, really enjoyed this piece. So let's see. I'm going to play Follow by Soli Baba out of Nigeria.
Okay.
High up on the beat, in percent, this on the heat, baby, baby. I've been around the world, I've been searching for a girl like you. Stretch around the world, looking for a treasure like you, cause I've never seen a treasure like you, baby. You know you love me because I'm an artist, baby. I love you to the bone, no matter what I'm saying. Cause, oh Lord, you feel me, oh. Give me my heart, that's only.
You be my heart, that's only. the chosen one.
You've been the chosen one.
And every single day I didn't thank Baba God to you. Come on. Sends cool spin boost down my spine. It puts a big smile on my face, and I put my troubles away. You swept me off my feet. You took my breath away. I give you all I have. I give you all I have.
Baby, can't you see?
All right, that was followed by Sully Baba out of Nigeria.
That was
nice. What do you think of that? I like him.
I
like his style.
Yeah, it was different. It had a nice little, you know. But see, you know, I'm going to tell you something. People that, like me, I will sit there and go, nice completed sentences, nice turnaround, stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
Whereas a lot of times you might come up with a song, you don't know how to complete a sentence or turn it around or
right.
go to some augments or something to go to another key or, you know what I mean? It's
no, I don't know. But you know what? The thing that I love about being friends with and connected to musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have definitely taught me how to listen to music differently, and I will say, especially in this past year, I listened to music very differently than I did a year ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. And, you know, there and just, you know, some of the responses that I get listeners, you know, that take the time to send me messages.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I used to do my Flossom or Tossom show, you know, the messages that I would get, you know, from people that were voting or wanting to give me feedback, you know, I'm like, huh, let me go back and listen and see if I can figure out what they're saying about this particular piece or this particular artist. And so I've learned, you know, to listen differently. I have friends here or connected to producers in Seattle, you know, people who have recording studios and this and that. And I'm like, you know, just in with them, you know, they have heard, you know, they have taught me how they hear a piece, you know, when I have them listen to it. So, yeah, no, I don't get it as a musician, but I get it. That different people definitely hear different things when they listen to something.
Right, right. Well, you probably just would listen to stuff just strictly from an entertainment, you know, this entertains me. This,
sure.
This makes you make me feel good or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
But when Sully Baba reached out to me, I was like, okay, you know, let me check out what you got, right? And so, he's had me listen. I don't know if it was a Reverb Nation page or something. He sent me a track online or something. I'm like, I really liked it. And then he posted a couple of videos on my page of him performing. And he's got a really great stage presence, you know, and stuff. And so I was like, you know, he's somebody I would definitely pay attention to. And I think what I also like about it is that it is different, and I'm always attracted to something that stands out. And I think that was one of the things that I was attracted to Black Eyes, is because I don't know anybody else that kind of has that sound and that diversity that you guys have as a musician, and also the diversity of vocal talents that you work with.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You know, I'm cooking in the background. I'm still cooking.
I was going to say, are you scraping, like, barbecue sauce off the pan or something?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Wow. I just had to mix, I had to doctor up some barbecue sauce there. I usually don't like store-bought barbecue sauce. I'm a good cook, people, too, on top of everything else. Oh, yeah. I worked in restaurants, since I was 16.
Okay, there's going to be a party in Cleveland tonight, so everybody get there. It's going to start in an hour. My Learjet is waiting for me in the parking lot here at work. So.
You have one of those?
Yeah, you didn't know, huh?
Mm-mm.
It's about, 2 inches long. And I roll it across the desk. But sometimes I pretend, and I put it in the parking lot outside and pretend it's, like, big.
Right. I hear you. Well, listen, lady, I have to go. I have had tremendously fun. I'm about to grub, okay?
All right. Don't even talk about it, because I'm sitting here drinking some Crystal Light right now. So, grub, Mark. Thank you so much for calling in, though. I really, really enjoyed. I enjoyed the conversation because I think it wasn't just, talking stuff like I know you know how to do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there was some validity in some of the conversation that we had, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And I look forward
to,
tomorrow I'm doing my my Flavor of Jazz. So, of course, Black Eyes will be played tomorrow.
That's at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's
for
9
you.
My time.
12 for me.
And then, of course, you're going to be on the show with me on Wednesday the 22nd.
Yep. Going to be there, right, Bill.
I look forward, and we're going to get Muhammad to talk this time.
Oh yeah,
that's my goal.
Okay.
That's my goal.
We've been trying to figure out
Muhammad
how we're
going to
do that. He'll be fine. Once he sees that everybody's comfortable and everything, we'll be all right.
Of course you guys will be fine. So anyway, I look forward to you coming on the show on the 22nd, and enjoy your barbecue, and I'm going to try to not think about it while I drink my Crystal Light. And
I'm going to drink Kool-Aid.
Is it red Kool-Aid in a jar?
No, it's not. Well, it's a mixture. It's orange, lime, and black cherry.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
It's very good. I love it. I always mix them together. I never just do one flavor.
Oh, I'm not sure what I think about that combination.
Could
you send me a jar so I could try it?
Here it comes.
Okay. Anyway, go eat your barbecue, and thank you so much, honey.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we were visiting with Mark Tyree from Black Eyes out of Ohio. Again, he's going to be my featured guest along with his partners in crime, Skip and Muhammad. And I really, really encourage you to come back and check them out. I had a great interview with them some months back, and, they want to come back, and they have some updates on what they're working on and this and that. So I welcome them to come back. But you know what, let me just play a couple of tracks before the show closes out. This was an interesting show. I didn't anticipate it to turn into kind of like an artist roundtable, but I miss doing that artist roundtable. So I am going to schedule one, maybe at least one a month in between everything else that I'm doing. But I'm going to play a piece by my girl Tiffany Wilson up here in Seattle, Washington. And this is called, actually, I think I'm going to be brave. I'm going to play Son of a Bitch. This is Tiffany Wilson.
How could you do me so cold?
All right. That was Tiffany Wilson out of the Pacific Northwest with her piece called Son of a Bitch. I know I generally stay away from language like that. Forgive me if it offends you, but once in a while, you know, I will make an exception just because. I want to thank everybody who did to listen to the Flavor Coffee House online radio style today. It was more of a artist roundtable discussion. I really, really enjoyed having the conversation with Mark Tyree from Black Eyes and Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who's an amazing jazz guitarist, musician. And, you know, this is how we do it, you know, here on Flavor Coffee House online radio style. It's kind of a free-for-all. I set it up where people can call in and promote themselves or share their thoughts and also, you know, play a variety of underground independent artists. If you love what it is that I do and you respect what it is that I do. And, you know, Flavor News works very, very hard to support underground independent artists. Consider honestly, you know, going to PayPal.com and giving as small as a dollar, you know, and maybe a dollar per month if you can do that to keep Flavor News Radio on the air. Otherwise, I do have a fundraiser site going, which is www.gofundme.com/5F8U And I appreciate everybody, you know, that supports me in every way that you do support me. It's not always about the finance. Yet right now, Flavor News does need the financial help. So with that said, I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about Flavor News Radio.
Loving you is right, then this, yo, this right here is wrong to me. because the beauty of this great can't belong to me. And yet, baby, yet here you are. You're that perfect beat that I've been searching for. And me, I'm your 16 bars. And for every bar, there's 16 scars for every time I made you cry. And for every tear, baby, for every tear, there's 16 years I spent in solitary waiting to die. You see, you're the hustle to my flow. The G.I. Jane to my Joe. And like I said when I first met you, baby, all I wanna know is, what's your name? And you looked at me, smiled, and said heaven.
Hope and pray each day that you and I will find a way.